myself and Neil Collin, again, last week, met with the local committee who've been pushing this for many years in the Dunloe, for a hydro pool in Dunloe, and I raised it with the Health Service Executive Management at the recent meeting to see what the status of it was, and was very disappointed to learn that it's actually not on a priority list for them and hasn't been since 2006.
What may be confusing about this is, as you mentioned, it's been in the news since 2006, and in 2010, money for the project, or at least the infrastructure that would house it, was broadly welcomed by the government and its representatives at the time. So what happened since?
Yeah, well, it seems that there was an extension built to the day centre in the angle at the angle in Dunloe, where provision was made that a future hydro pool could be added on to it, and that was a welcome decision and move at the time. But the actual provision of the hydro pool itself has not been a priority for the HSE, and you know, the community locally in Dunloe were given a political commitment in 2007 that this would be a priority and that it would be delivered, and yet here we are now in 2016 and we discover that it's not on the HSE's priorities at all.
And it's not just words from locals either, because with that promise they've been raising funds themselves.
They have been, and they've been a very active committee there that has been, raised a lot of money, and you know, that to help to contribute to the cost of the capital cost if it was needed, and it was a very significant investment from the community, and I don't want to see that lost, and I think the HSE have to relook at this again and revise the capital plan to try and deliver the hydro pool, because there's no doubt there is demand for it, Greg, and a number of people from the West Donegal travel to Cardona on a regular basis, which is a very onerous trip for people who are disabled and with physical illnesses as well.